Karen Armstrong.
Here.
Kathy Buckley. Leonard King.
Here.
Dick Rossi.
Here.
Richard Levine.
Here.
Ed Marin. Pauline Stone.
Here.
Steve Trombley.
Here.
Charles Simpson.
Ed's here.
Resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the agenda. Just a couple changes. You have a letter in front of you. Let's put in, you can read that at your leisure. And the school calendar, the only change from this calendar was under September. We had a half day on the 28th, so it's being moved to the 21st. So that's the only change on the school calendar.
28th is homecoming.
The 28th is homecoming. Okay.
Which month?
September.
It's fixed on that.
Oh, it's fixed. Yeah.
Okay.
The sheet you have in front of you is correct. It's just going in your packet.
Okay. It was different.
So, right.
Red one.
Second.
Richard. Karen. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we have 5 minutes for public comment. Anybody would like to address the board at this time? Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Eric Anderson. I attended the budget meeting last night, and I just wanted to make a couple quick comments on that. One of the first things I noticed was that there was a lot of talk about, you know, we need to make a long-term plan, but there still doesn't seem to be one, and it's a little bit frustrating because we've kind of already spent most of all of our fund balance. So, you know, we don't have a lot of flexibility, so I just want to make that comment. A good couple of examples of that was, there was a lot of discussion on the JV program. You know, do we bring it back, do we not bring it back? You know, what's going to happen with that? And even in bringing it back, it seemed like the board was kind of saying, it's probably only going to be back for one more year unless, you know, something radically changes next year in our budget. And then Mr. Levine brought up a great discussion on the you know, computers. You know, there are a lot of them are getting old. I guess Gary, who handles the computer area, had, you know, put forth some proposals, and yet there's still nothing going on within the budget to address that concern. And so some of the frustration I have is that it doesn't seem like there's any plan, yet we're going to be voting. You know, you're asking the parents and taxpayers to vote on a budget when there's no long-term plan. I think this is especially hard given that next year we're probably looking at a minimum a shortfall of $2 million since we won't have a fund balance to offset that. And then, you know, assuming costs will most likely go up somewhere, it's probably going to be closer to $3 million. And so we're going to be right back here next year. I mean, I know the board, you know, they're nodding head, they know that, but it's frustrating to say, well, we know that, but why isn't there a plan to address that? Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else like to address the board? Any reports? Mr. Amel?
Yep. I've got some good news items. We've been so preoccupied with budget development, it's kind of nice to remember that there are a lot of cool things going on with our students. So from the middle school, some great news. Students from Beekmantown Middle School recently presented exhibits at Fort Ticonderoga, and this occurred last month, as contestants in a North Country History Day celebration. And under the tutelage of our teacher advisor, Sarah Bakke and Duffy Nelson, three of our students received first place awards. In the junior individual exhibit category, Courtney Wilbanks was honored for her exhibit entitled More Than Just a Job. In the junior group category, two other students, Allison Rock and Alexandria Whitney, captured first place for their exhibit, Titanic Mistakes, Lessons Learned. So I want to congratulate the students, and not only for pretty catchy titles, but also I'm sure the exhibits were a great hit. Now here's the best part. As a result of their accomplishments, which of course stand on their own merits, each student is qualified to participate as contestants at the New York State History Day that will be held in Cooperstown on April 23rd. My understanding from Mr. Knight is that they are well in preparations to make that journey and represent our district and themselves, of course. And knock on wood, the winners at the state level move on to national competition in June in College Park, Maryland. So they've begun a journey that perhaps will not end until they come back from Maryland. and let's keep our fingers crossed in that regard. Also, recently, Plattsburgh State University served as hosts to international students, specifically from Africa. We are here on an extended visit. Beepentown High School opened its doors to a group of these students recently to enable them to observe American education and shadow several teachers throughout the school day. I'm sure, great conversation, asking questions about what you do, where is it done, where is this class, where is there a bell, there's an open, all those great conversations that can occur. The rare opportunity was welcomed by everyone involved, and our students certainly appreciated the experience of meeting representatives from such a distant country, so that was a great plus as well. Finally, I would want to extend a current and future thank you to our parents and the grandparents who are helping prepare our students who are participating in the grade 3-8 state assessments. Certainly their help in making sure the kids get to bed on time at night, are prepared to come to school the next morning, and are ready to do their best on the state assessments so that will benefit themselves individually, but also the our school district in general. So thank you in advance, and please keep up the good work in that area. Thank you.
Questions for Superintendent?
An update on the process for the potential bond, long-term bond refinancing, the bond that matures in 2020. Over Easter break, Standard & Poor's did issue the rating based upon our prospectus. The rating was actually increased from an A standing to an A-plus standing, so that should help us secure a more aggressive interest rate when we actually go out pre-pricing tomorrow and pricing for the RFP on Thursday with an anticipated closing if everything comes in as we expect for early May, around May 10th. The other item in the budget tonight, there are two budget transfers. One specifically is for teacher wages, and we mid-year had to make an adjustment. We previously had included a teacher in the title grant, which the New York State Education Department had asked us to rewrite recently. And Ms. Corey from the middle school complied with SED, rewrote the grant. And effectively, the state dictated where a certain amount, approximately $40,000+ of the grant funds had to be spent, meaning that the teachers' wages had to come back into the general fund. The second budget transfer is effectively a reclassification between band debt service payments between principal and interest, about $5,000. The other item in the agenda is there are some resolutions for New York Class investment account, which we hold, which is where the unemployment insurance reserve monies of approximately $33,000 sit. For New York Class, they hire previously, the current administrator is MBIA to manage that for them, and that's going to change to JP Morgan, who just won the renewal contract for the next 5 years. So we just have to update our resolution acknowledging that we accept their change in administrator. So that's it in your packet as well. Those are the only items that we have.
Okay. Any questions from Aaron?
Apologies, the front door was locked, so.
Okay. Door got locked.
Actually, Steve, I do have one other thing. We received a letter recently from Hugh Stewart and Race PC in Malone, New York, that Iris Collins left in her estate a $5,000 scholarship for students of Beepentown Central School. The attorney has forwarded the estate trust document to establish that, and we'll be forwarding this on to the treasurer. So I just wanted to give you that update.
Okay. Charles, you just said you need a couple minutes, or?
Okay, I can do it.
Where are you?
So yeah, besides doors being locked, it's been a pretty uneventful 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But so this is now the third, it's actually the fourth quarter. Spring break marked the end of the third. And so now we are in that awesome time of the year where the nice weather, Regents, AP tests for some juniors and seniors, all combined to make this probably the worst quarter of the year. getting down to crunch time, so you're going to see a lot of students after school studying and whatnot. Sports, spring sports are in session. First meets are going to be, I believe, track is tomorrow.
Saturday.
The first track meet is Saturday. I'd like to introduce Andrew Currier, who is going to be next year's meet, I guess. He's going to be the student council. He's the student council president for next year. Along with him, Min Courier as vice president, Leanna Gelwicks as treasurer, Kendra LaFountain as secretary, and then Keegan Ryan as officer at large. And that's all I have for you.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome. Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the minutes of the meeting of the Board of Education held on 3/27/12, the regular meeting. By Pauline. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the CSE recommendations dated 4/17/12.
Second.
By Leonard. By Karen. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the CPSE recommendations dated 4/17/12.
Motion.
By Leonard.
Second.
By Stan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Board of Education acknowledge Carol Race's resignation as a board member of the Beaverton Central School District. Her term would expire 6/30 on 2014. Her resignation is effective March 28th of 12. By Richard.
Second with regret.
By Karen. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes, and we all wish her well. Resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following substitute appointments beginning on the day indicated.
Moved.
By Richard.
Second.
Second by Leonard. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the following appointments for the May 15th, 2012 annual district elections and budget vote. There are two additions to this list. Sylvia Cully and Tina King will also be election inspectors.
Will they amend the list?
Motion by Richard for the amended list.
Are they paid?
Yes, $10 per hour each. Any second, please?
Second.
Oh.
My wife's not here.
That's okay. You can still make the motion.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Any questions on these? Well, those were two additions, right? You weren't taking two other people off. There were extra people that we needed.
Right.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Two abstentions.
Resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to accept the following intent to retire on the day indicated.
Motion. Second.
By Pauline. Second by Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to terminate the probationary appointment of the following person in accordance with civil service law.
Motion.
By Karen. Second by Leonard. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education that the employment of Ron Fisher is hereby terminated effective April 22nd, 2012, pursuant to the applicable provision of Section 71 of the Civil Service Law of the State of New York.
Motion.
By Leonard.
Second.
Second by Colleen. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to adopt the 2012-13 school calendar.
I have a couple of questions, too.
Okay, let's get a motion first, please. Motion by Richard.
Second.
Seconded by Stan. Okay, questions?
Yeah, so I asked a couple of questions last year. So a couple of questions came out for the public were.
That's a new one.
Yeah, there's only one small change. So the new one, from your other one, the only difference, Ed, would be on September. The half day we had on the 28th, it'll be the 21st. Yeah, that's the only change.
So one question was on the 10th, that half day on the 10th, does that land on the week of state tests of the April?
Of April?
April the 10th. It's yellowed out.
Yep.
It looks like it lands on the week of testing. Is that an issue?
I don't believe so. I believe we checked that in the state calendar website.
Okay. No, I haven't checked the math because I know the state.
I know we checked that table that day.
That's one of the things we tried to build in together.
It's a week after.
It's a week after next year. Okay. And the other one was some of these early release dates. I know that some parents have had questions about why can't it be on a Friday? They're already going to release early.
What we tried to do is match up with the BOCES calendar a little bit better so that there's regional activities going on. Some of those dates happen to fall. If we were choosing the dates, we usually choose Mondays or Fridays.
Okay.
But BOCES kind of rotates throughout the week. So to be available for regional opportunities.
You thought with the APPR update and that there might be more regional training that our faculty and staff could benefit from and not incur costs.
Sure.
But typically, we usually build them in on Mondays or Fridays for that convenience. But
and in fact, September's is a standalone. And you'll notice September's is on a Friday.
Right.
So we prefer it, but.
So should we talk to BOCES?
Do we know anybody on the BOCES board that might?
Forget it. Everybody's calendar is different. No, what happens is they have the same problem you have. You've got 17 component districts, and they try to find one that everybody can make, and there's not many of them. So when they take it, they don't have a lot of other options. Mm-hmm. So they have the same problems.
Okay, and then all these other
anybody else have any questions on the calendar? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? To accept 8 petitions as listed below to elect 3 members to the Board of Education. The top 2 candidates receiving the highest number of votes will fill the expired positions of Stan Porosky and Ed Marin. Those are for 5-year terms commencing 7/1/12 to 6/30/17. The third highest number of votes will fill the unexpired position of Carol Reyes commencing 5/15/12 and going through 6/30/14. If any member of the board wants to see the petitions, I have them here. They can be reviewed by the board if wanted. The 8 candidates are Stan Porosky. This is how they will appear on the ballot. Is that correct?
Yes.
Stan Porosky, Ed Marin, Debbie Passano, April Bingle, Timothy Reom, Deanna Rock, Kenneth Maurer, and Eric Anderson. That's how they appear. Motion?
Motion. Yeah, already got motion.
Motion by Richard.
Leonard, second.
Second by Leonard. Any other questions on this? Mm-hmm. Have a roll call, please.
Karen Armstrong?
Yes.
Kathy Buckley? Leonard King?
Yes.
Stan Porosky?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
Ed Marin?
Yes.
Colleen Stone?
Yes.
Steve Trombley?
Yes. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following transfers over $5,000. Mary, I'm going to go ahead. Motion by Richard. Seconded by Leonard. Any other questions on this one? Can we have a roll call, please?
Karen Armstrong.
Yes.
Kathy Buckley. Leonard King.
Yes.
Dan Karofsky.
Yes.
Richard Levine. Ed Marin.
Yes.
Colleen Stone.
Yes.
Steve Trembley.
Yes. Okay, whereas the Beacon Town Central School District is currently a participant in the NY Class Program, be it resolved that the Board of Education of the Beacon Town Central School District is hereby authorized the superintendent to execute the amendment.
Motion.
By Richard.
Second.
By Colleen. Anybody have questions on this? A roll call, please.
Karen Armstrong.
Yes.
Kathy Buckley. Leonard King.
Yes.
Dan Karofsky.
Yes.
Richard Levine.
Yes.
Ed Marin.
Yes.
Colleen Stone.
Yes.
Steve Trembley.
Yes. Recommend to the voters of the district at the annual district meeting on May 15, 2012, the following proposition. Resolve that the Board of Education adopt the proposed 2012-13 school budget in the amount of $36,942,838.
Motion.
Motion by Richard.
Second.
Any questions? Any questions on this? A roll call, please.
Karen Armstrong.
Yes.
Kathy Buckley. Leonard King.
Yes.
Dan Karofsky.
Yes.
Richard Levine.
Yes.
Ed Marin.
Yes.
Colleen Stone.
Yes.
Steve Trembley.
Yes. Resolve that the Board of Education adopt the property tax report card as indicated. You have that in front of you as an attachment. Motion by Richard.
Second.
Second by Leonard. Anybody need a minute to look over this? Any questions? A roll call, please.
Karen Armstrong.
Yes.
Kathy Buckley. Leonard King.
Yes.
Dan Karofsky.
Yes.
Richard Levine.
Yes.
Ed Marin.
Yes.
Colleen Stone.
Yes.
Steve Trembley.
Yes. Additional items. Representatives for the expanding partnership. Informal initial conversation scheduled for 4/24/12 at 7 p.m. at Prue Central School.
I think Colleen wants to volunteer.
We have some representatives for that.
Volunteer one of them.
I can. They suggested the president and vice president.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? If you don't, you know, if you have a commitment or, you know, I'm sure you'll have volunteers, but.
I think one of them would be enough if somebody else wanted to.
I don't have a problem going with somebody else.
Okay. I don't want to go over.
I have a problem. What are the two should be?
Should both go, you know, go down, go to first meeting and see what it's like, get like both of them.
Yeah, I don't think there's a cap. There isn't a cap on the number. It's a really good opportunity for some regional. We talked about planning, the gentleman mentioned earlier. It's a great opportunity for several of those area districts in the consortium to begin to look at common issues confronting their localities and also look at the possibilities of where we can get either shared services or diversified services. It's just like it's a great think tank opportunity with multiple audiences from multiple districts. To in fact engage in a conversation.
Oh, yeah,
so they didn't put a cap on it.
I can go.
Okay.
Well, considering I was in the went to Lake Placid for that, and it's kind of that same idea.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Is that your Thursday?
Thursday's the 26th.
Okay, then.
Good. Thank you.
A reminder of our special meetings, our meeting to vote on the CBES budget. That's the 26th at 6 o'clock. Location, you just want to meet in the superintendent's office? Okay,
with everybody? So it will be available. That's what you prefer.
It's only going to take a second.
Yeah.
That one is on Thursday night.
That's a Thursday.
Do we have a quorum?
Do we have a quorum
though?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take very long.
20
minutes.
That would require a quorum.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to be sure we have a quorum. It's a quorum and be part of that session.
So don't. Yeah, we'll get the reminder out.
Mm-hmm.
Another reminder, the committee of nine is going to be meeting on the 30th, this month at 4 o'clock here in the library. Did that get changed, or is that the same?
Library is good. We did some research on it. There was a concern, and rightfully so, that there may have been double booking in the same space, and we found out that the group that is finished, that is in the library prior to, it's actually finished around 2:30, quarter to 3, so it shouldn't be a conflict before 4 o'clock.
Okay. All right, so that's a reminder there.
One comment on that?
Yep.
I have been filling in for Karen on that committee. Karen feels that she's ready to come back, so she's going to continue her role on that piece. I'll continue the acting for a while. But,
okay.
So,
excellent. Consider yourself fired?
Steve, could I just ask one additional item? And I was giving some thought. I don't know how we as a team would think about doing some type of survey after our vote. I pray that our budget passed, but if it does not, we won't know why it failed. Did we put something in that taxpayers didn't want to support? Did we not include something they wanted us to support? It's just a thought I had driving here. I think it would help us, and hopefully our budget will pass, but if it doesn't, we've got to have some kind of plan or guidance, I would think, of what to do.
A survey that may be written up that may be at the polling place.
You know, just indicate, you know, and
could there be
you don't have to like sign it.
Like Gary has, if someone can come online and make a comment or something.
Isn't there one already established from last year when you guys did the other sessions and you had all the data?
I don't know. I think
that was in advance of the voting.
Just a thought. And I would volunteer to help if you needed someone to help with it, whatever you.
So are you looking to do that at the day of the vote, or are you looking to do that after the vote?
Probably something the day of the vote, I think.
Mr. LaRando, can I do that at the day of the vote?
After people vote, no?
An exit poll.
We consider policy. So it would be a survey if you had a survey form already prepared.
My interpretation, if I could piggyback on that, Karen, my interpretation of that would be it's certainly voluntary. We're not going to hold up individuals who choose not to respond to it, but knowing it's available when individuals finish their voting and not knowing the outcome of it, they certainly, if they wanted to express that in writing, X, Y, or Z issues, are important, whatever way they have to vote. And there's certainly no signatures or anything involved, it's just collecting data.
Plus, it's valuable information even if it does that.
Right.
That's what it's data, it's data about them. So, can I work on that, please?
Sure.
Because I mean, it's important to bring to you it's up right there.
Sounds good. Anybody else have any additional items to discuss? Okay, we have 15 minutes for public comment. Anybody would like to address the board? Yes.
Hi. Deb Pasno. I'm hoping you might be able to break policy to actually answer this question. This representative for expanding partnership, is that a public meeting? Is that something that people could attend if they'd like to hear about some of these services that are being discussed?
I'm pausing because the Peru School Board initiated the extension to the partnering district, so I'm scanning to see if they made a mention of public or not public. We can get that.
We can ask them.
I so they can get that back to you quickly enough. If I can't see you here to still find out.
That would be great. Thank you. I don't know how you would get that information out, but if you could, it would be a good thing.
When I read it, I thought it was limited because they even asked the superintendents for suggestions that are involved with the meeting.
Yeah, that's what I'm scanning. I'm trying to read it quickly enough. I'll ask to verify it. I don't see a notation of it being a public meeting, but I'll verify it.
The only thing that concerns me is it says informal in here.
Yeah.
And I don't know how big their community room is.
Yeah, I don't know what their plan or what their idea is.
Can we at least do a report at the next board meeting, the results?
Sure.
Definitely, yeah.
Great.
Any other public comment? The applicant addressed the board?
Yes, my name is Zeke Paris. I submitted a formal letter to Superintendent Amo a few weeks ago, I believe, of which all of you possibly got a copy of to take a look at. I believe the letter's pretty, contains everything that I really wanted to address to the board. I just wanted to say, obviously, as a parent, you know, not only do we, you know, value the education that our children have, but with the situation that we're in, we also put a great value on what they're doing when they're not in school before and after. We were fully planning on having him attend the before-school program here at Beacontown Central School through the YMCA, which we've now been informed may not be available next year due to decreased enrollment. Obviously, I would just hope the board would take my letter into further consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments for the board? Okay, there is no need for an executive session tonight. That's clear on something I have no call. Okay, any motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. Seconded by Stan. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?